We're going to give an overview of the very exciting research being done in astrobiology. It's going to range from the number of planets that are currently known to be circling nearby stars. That number is approaching 5,000. We're also going to be looking at the possible sources of molecules that could have been given rise to life on Earth and possible habitable worlds orbiting other stars. Just a whole plethora of different, very exciting things that deal with astrobiology.
And obviously the topic of the talk is, are we alone in the universe? Do you think we'll be able to answer that question in the near future? I don't know, maybe even in our lifetimes?
I'm an optimist. NASA and the European Space Agency consider this a quest to identify not only planets orbiting other stars, but ones that would be habitable by life as we know it. The current estimate by NASA most recently is that there are, based on good data, the extrapolation suggests that there could be upwards of 1 billion, that's with a B, Earth-sized habitable planets in our galaxy. That's an exciting number, but now instruments are being built and tested that will allow astronomers to be able to detect life on nearby worlds, nearby being tens of light years away. Within the next 10 to 20 years, maybe less, with instruments that are being built on the ground, but also spacecraft that are already on the books for launch by NASA and the European Space Agency, will be able to actually measure whether life exists on other worlds.
And you mentioned it earlier, this is a very exciting time, obviously, with some of the discoveries, even with the vehicle that reached Mars, correct?
You bet. NASA currently has 2 active rovers on the surface of Mars. They are equipped with instruments that can determine the nature of environments on the Mars surface billions of years ago. Mars was quite a different place billions of years ago than it is today. Today it's largely a cold desert environment, but that was not the case a long time ago. And the Curiosity rover, the most sophisticated rover ever built by anyone, has found that environments on Mars at the location that it has been exploring for the last several years would have been suitable for sustaining life as we know it. We don't know whether life actually formed. But if it had, the environments that have been inferred from analysis of the rocks at that site show that it would have been quite nice.
And now your focus has centered on placing some constraints on life on Earth and in the universe over time. Could you explain that a little bit more in some more detail?
Sure. You know, stars have been forming in the universe for well over 13 billion years. Our solar system formed around 4.5 billion years ago, and that's about how long, approximately around 4 billion years, is how long life has been evolving on Earth. Most planets in our galaxy have been are older. And if they've had life, they've had more time to evolve than we have. The origin of life is still not clear, but there are lots of very promising directions for the research that suggest that the presence of water, complex organic molecules delivered by comets, benign environments on those early planets give rise, by processes we're still trying to figure out, give rise to primitive life. that then, given enough time, evolves into a variety of diverse forms.
And why do you study this?
Yeah, we study this because it addresses, I think, one of the most profound and enduring questions in human history, and that is, what is our place in the universe? Are we alone? Is life common or rare? What is life anyway? How does it form? These are fundamental questions, and questions that I think every human being that has ever peered up at the sky has wondered about.